Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Lobsher, and this is the Cashflow Ninja. Hello, Cashflow Ninjas. MC Lobsher here, and welcome to another episode of the Cashflow Ninja. I have a great show for you today. In today's show, we're going to look at how you can get started and generate capital for your own deals. My guest in this episode is Max Maxwell. Max is a successful entrepreneur and self-taught real estate investor who has built a multi-million dollar real estate investment company in less than 2 years. Prior to beginning his career as a real estate investor, Max worked for some of the top Fortune 100 companies, traveling around the world doing experimental marketing. While he enjoyed what he was doing and he was making decent money, Max always knew he was never that guy that could be employable. He wanted the freedom that comes along with being an entrepreneur. Max's passion for real estate investing began at the mere age of 21 when he obtained his North Carolina real estate broker's license. After a few years of selling real estate, Max became more interested in the investment side of things and immediately fell in love with wholesaling. As an actual broker, Max heard about wholesaling from other people and heard about people doing it, but he never really looked into it. It wasn't until he found ways to fully educate himself that he was able to learn how to invest in real estate, which eventually led Max opening Cash Homes Triad, his first real estate investment company. Max Maxwell has become nationally known as one of the top real estate investors in the country, most recently recognized by Investor Carrot as the number one high volume real estate investor. Max's strategic approach and ability to demonstrate proven results have earned and afforded him the opportunity to be seen on television programs and heard on podcasts throughout the country. In 2018, Max hosted his first wholesaling event, Wholesaling Elite Live, in Charlotte, North Carolina. The event, which sold out in less than 30 days, welcomed over 450 wholesalers from around the country. Each attendee spent 3 days with Max and his team of gurus to learn more about real estate investing and scaling their business. The response and feedback from the attendees were so tremendous that Max's second event, dubbed the largest wholesaling event ever, will take place in Dallas, Texas in March of 2019 with over 1,200 wholesalers expected in attendance. If you're interested in joining our investors group, you could go to cashflowninja.com/investors group and fill out an application form and or email me at info@cashflowninja.com to start the discussion to see if you're a good fit for our group. If you're in the Philadelphia, Bucks County, and Southern New Jersey area, we are hosting live investors meetup events every month in Newtown, Pennsylvania. For more information on the monthly event and information of how to join us at our next live event, you could go to cashflowninja.com/events. MC Lobsher, the host of the Cashflow Ninja podcast and also the president and chief wealth and investment strategist of Producers Wealth, where we help our clients integrate cashflow banking, also known as infinite banking, with their business and investments. If you're interested in learning more about how we create strategies that integrate cashflow banking and investments to turbocharge them, you can access a video series at yourownbankingsystem.com. That's yourownbankingsystem.com. Max, welcome to the show.
How you doing, sir? Good to meet you.
Yeah, great to meet you. Thank you so much for connecting and excited to have you on. Max, can you please share a little bit about your background and journey with my listeners?
Oh, man, where do I start? I was in the military young at 17. And when I got out, I got into real estate as a broker up until the real estate market crashed. And then it kind of went away. I thought that was the end of the world kind of thing. So I went off and did some other things in the marketing world and then eventually led myself back to real estate. Decided to come back to North Carolina in 2015, November. And in 2016, I was doing some other business stuff because I'm like a serial entrepreneur. And about September or so, I learned about wholesaling that month. And that was of 2016. And I literally put my head down and studied for the last 3 weeks. And after that 3 weeks, I got my first house under contract, and I got it assigned pretty quickly after that. So it's, I've never looked back since. And now, you know, I got $1 million-plus operation and employees and all that stuff. And I just love it. Real estate's awesome.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal way for listeners to get started too, because that's one of the questions that a lot of people have been asking. How do I get started? I don't have any money. What do I have to do? Well, to get in the game, what better way to do it than wholesaling?
Absolutely. You know, wholesaling is good. It does take a lot of grit and determination, but it allows you to be at the beginning of a real estate deal and control it, which puts yourself in a position to be able to make money. And that's what's so important about it. You don't have to have money to get in it, but if you do it correctly and professionally, you can make a lot of money so that you can eventually start buying your own assets.
Now, the operation that you're running right now, is that specifically just wholesaling? What areas do you operate in? Is there certain markets? Do you look nationally?
Yeah. So what we do is I focus for the last 2 years, I've literally focused on the Triad region of North Carolina, which is about 3 million or so people. We're venturing out this year. We're into Charlotte, North Carolina now, which is obviously one of the more popular places in North Carolina. And then we ventured into one other state that I'm not ready to disclose yet, but we've actually moved out of state. We've got another location now, and we're doing marketing there. And I'm going to share with everybody once I see if it works or not. I'll share my results on that. And it's 100% wholesaling. Obviously, I buy my own assets as rentals and stuff like that. But right now, my full operation is a full wholesaling operation.
So that provides the liquidity for some of your other real estate that you're buying.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like I said, putting yourself in a position as a wholesaler and being a deal creator and solving people's problems, it can be a very lucrative business. And you can do two things with it. You can either spend the money and, you know, travel and buy dumb things, or you can invest into real estate and create your own cash flowing assets, which then creates generational wealth.
Well, that's what we're all about here, is the cash flow portion, right? And the business side of it is a great area to create liquidity, mm-hmm. to then fund real estate investments. What are some of the things that's going on in the wholesaling market that you're operating in and what you're seeing? Because obviously, if you look at it nationally and you look at some of the markets, I mean, in all asset classes, it's a little bit frothy. What are you seeing out there, and what are some of the opportunities? What are some of the threats?
You know, I think just the theory and the idea of wholesaling in general sometimes seems almost fantasy, that somebody will sell their property for less than market value. But when we look at it from the sense of that, you know, people buy things such as like a big screen TV, and they then take that big screen TV, if they forgot to pay their car note, their insurance or something, and then they will sell that to maybe a pawn shop. And that could be $1,000 TV that they're going to sell for $250, because at the time and moment they needed that, something else was more important to them than that asset or that house or that thing. So the idea of wholesaling sounds a little crazy, but it works. And you know, what we're seeing in the market now is there's always going to be life-changing events for people. And when people have these life-changing events, we're there to help them solve a problem. We're helping them to liquidate their assets faster than they could in any other traditional way. And sometimes these assets could not sell on the traditional market, or is not appealing to the everyday home buyer. It's more appealing to somebody that has a vision that can, you know, take the property and actually turn it into something that is retail. So we're seeing a trend. The market's been steady here. And that's one thing I like about North Carolina. We don't have too much of the high. We don't dip in the low. We stay pretty even during the crash and the corrections. Everybody in the world gets affected when that happens, but we don't see the ups and downs. And that allows us to have a good rental stable market. And, you know, we can sell cash flowing assets, and it's just a good place to be. It's a good place to raise a family. So I think around the country, things are starting to slow down a little bit in the bigger markets. But the reality is, when you're a wholesaler, you're really dealing with solving people's problems. And if we go through a correction, even half of what we did in 2007, 2008, then there's going to be more problems to solve. And it just means simply, as wholesalers, we're going to be buying properties cheaper, and then selling them even cheaper than we did before.
And that ties into my next question. You'd mentioned that you started and you were cutting your teeth in the real estate industry as a broker. Mm-hmm. You saw what happened in 2008 and 2009 and the last recession. And one of the things that I'm interested in learning from all of my guests too is, you know, obviously when we look at where we are in the economic and market cycles, markets go up, down, and sideways, and it's very cyclical. And every 7 to 10 years, there's a recession. So a lot of folks are saying, you know, is one on the way? The probability is probably high if you look at the history. What are some of the things that you're doing in your business to prepare and in your investments for another possible recession?
Yeah. So here's what we do in our marketing strategy, as long as my personal business strategy, I try to buy a rental every, 7 to 9 wholesale deals. And because we're wholesalers, we get to see the beginning of the deal. We see the absolute best you're going to see it. So some of them we pick off and keep ourselves. That's obvious. But another strategy that we're doing now is we're really just hoarding cash. We're holding on to cash. We're liquidating a lot of our flips and selling, not as a scarcity tactic, but I remember back in 2007, 2008, obviously I was broke, but if I had the money in 2009, I'd be a billionaire right now because assets were so cheap. And if we do have a correction, I just want to be in the position to buy things pennies on the dollar. And with the education that I have now, I know what to do with it.
Right. And that's just preparing, right? Preparing. Correct. And anticipating. And as Warren Buffett says, you know, sometimes doing nothing is also doing something.
Correct.
You're just anticipating changes ahead and you're preparing on how to capitalize on it. What were some of the other lessons that you learned seeing that firsthand in that marketplace in the last crash?
Well, I really watched people during that last one. And, you know, I was a part, you know, I got a no doc loan when I was 22 years old, but I bought it as a flip. I got my first investment property at that time. So being able to people watch, I understand that people overextend themselves a lot all the time. It's very common. People call it keeping up with the Joneses. People do that a lot. So I people watch and I see what's going on and I try to predict what's happening. But, you know, not overextending yourself is probably the biggest lesson that anybody probably could have got from 2008, from the last crash that we had, is live within your means and try to actually live below your means and prepare yourself for anything that can happen so that you can capitalize on other people's, hate to say it, mistakes.
Yeah, the keeping up with the Joneses is not a good strategy because the Joneses are broke, right?
Exactly. They look like they're rich, but they're broke.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some of the important things in your life and your business? And what are some of the things that are working for you and why do they work?
You know, so we believe in company culture here. We have a fun place to work. It's a place that you know, people come in early, people stay late beyond their times. So I believe heavily in company culture personally. But, you know, inside the company culture and what I talk about on YouTube and Instagram is consistency. And I think a lot of people, first of all, real estate's not a get rich quick scheme. Even though sometimes it's sold as something like that, it's not one of those things. So, you know, really being consistent with whatever marketing you're doing is really the thing that brings you over the bridge and separates you from a hobbyist wholesaler / real estate investor to just somebody that is actually going out there and has it systematized and it's done over and over and over again. I think that's the big thing, is being consistent. So in our company, that's what we try to practice, is being consistent with everything we do until we see it. Because I really look at real estate as a window of opportunity. And the less you're consistent is basically the less rocks you're throwing at that window. And eventually one day, one of those rocks are going to go in, and that's just because of persistence and consistency. And then it's going to allow you to capitalize once you meet that window of opportunity. So consistency is the biggest thing we practice at our company.
Yeah, definitely agree with you on that. And that's, I mean, when you're consistent and you've done a phenomenal job online too, and that's where I came across a lot of your content as well, of that consistently putting out good and great content that provides value for other folks. You talk about company culture. Is it all in-house? Is some of the company, some parts of it virtually?
Yeah, so that's a good question. When I started back in 2016, so most of my original staff, my longest standing staff is actually remote. They work in the Philippines. We have, Alexa, we have, Leica and Paul. Those are my longest standing employees so far. And so they are my, I have a couple marketing strategies. So they, what they do is Leica is my inbound specialist. So actually all my calls to my company actually start in the Philippines, and she's trained. She's so wonderful. You would never know that she's not sitting right next to me in my office. So they handle a lot of the inbound from all the outbound marketing that we create. And, we have an admin assistant, and then we have, a rockstar cold caller over there. And then we have about five people in house, and it's growing every day. We're actually hiring now. And they're here locally in my office, and you know, it's, I think the people that are locally in my office handle the more delicate leads, things that we procure ourselves, such as, you know, probate and tax foreclosures and those type of things. Because if they are able to, since they understand the American culture, they are able to have a more intimate conversation with the person just based on that they kind of get the culture so much more because they've lived it all their life. So I do split. My staff is half overseas and half here in the office.
What were some of the things that you've done from a cultural alignment to align the virtual with the physical staff? Because that seems to be an area where there's a lot of studying right now, and a lot of people are looking at cases. But what are some of the things that have worked for you there?
I think for me, having company meetings where the virtual team is available and the team here in the office, we all can see each other. I think it creates a company culture that, you know, they're just not here with us. I mean, I don't think it's any different than if I had a staff in San Francisco and half in North Carolina. Just because they're all the way across the world doesn't mean that they're not human. I mean, we all communicate through Slack on a daily basis. We celebrate each other's birthdays. You know, we do holiday stuff together. You know, it's literally just that they're not here in the office. And I think a lot of people, when they hire virtual assistants, they don't actually look at them as humans. And it's so far from the truth. I mean, they're just literally just across the country. I mean, you can get in a plane and go see them. They have families, they have holidays, they have all the things that we have. It's just that you don't probably will never get to meet them in person, but that's actually more common than not now these days, is you're friends with people you've never met. And I'm sure you yourself talk to people online or Facebook and you've never met them in person yet, but you still treat them just like a human, like your neighbor.
You're listening to Max Maxwell on the Cashflow Ninja Podcast. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the United States. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Learn how to find the best deals by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com. That's noradarealestate.com.
Life settlement investments have allowed financial and banking institutions to not only buy their equity contractually, but also diversify their capital from any economic, market, and geopolitical risk. It's been part of the $1 billion blueprint, followed by institutional investors. And if you're an accredited investor, you can also now participate in this vehicle with enormous growth potential. You can watch an informational webinar presented by one of the premier organizations providing life settlement investments, Penumbra Solutions, at cashflowninja.com/life settlements.
You're listening to Max Maxwell on the Cashflow Ninja Podcast, and I'm back to our interview. So true. I've got a ton of virtual friends, as my wife calls them.
Exactly.
So, no, absolutely. So We've got a couple of listeners. Maybe they're looking to start going into wholesaling this year to generate some extra income. What advice would you give newbies in this field? Where to start? What to do? What type of mentors to look for? What some of the advice that you can give them after you've blazed this trail yourself?
Yeah. So that's a good question. So a lot of people look at current successful wholesalers and try to model their business off of them. Like myself, some people might take a look at my business and think they need, you know, 4 or 5 cold callers. They might need this, a transaction coordinator. And the reality was when I started, I was making $30,000 to $40,000 a month sometimes. And it was literally me and 2 virtual assistants. So what I would say is start small, learn something and learn how to solve a problem within a real estate community. And once you learn how to solve that problem, you can then systematize it to grow. But the reality is, the whole thing is we do is we find a property that is distressed or a person that is distressed that wants to sell their property. And essentially, we just put 2 and 2 together. We get the property under contract and we can either buy it ourselves or we can assign our contract to somebody else that wants it more than we do. So what I tell a lot of people is, you know, drive for dollars. And what that means is basically get in your car on the weekends or after work and drive around in neighborhoods that you typically don't drive in, or drive in neighborhoods that you're familiar with. But this time when you're driving, put on a different lens. Look for houses with tall grass, tall bushes, things that look like the house is distressed, abandoned, in disrepair. And then find out who owns it. Get in contact with that person. Ask them if they're interested in selling. We all have these houses in our neighborhoods and our path to work and our drive to the grocery store that we have trained ourselves to ignore and stop seeing. You don't see the house on the corner that hasn't had its yard cut in 2 years and the bushes are, because you mentally blocked it out. And as wholesalers, we put on a different lens and we look for those opportunities. And once we contact the people and we can negotiate a deal and it's a real deal, then, you know, you're at the beginning of a deal right there. That is something that's not listed on the MLS, something that's not in tax foreclosure, that is not in deed foreclosure. It is simply, you know, an opportunity that you can come across and you're better in your neighborhood by doing so. And you're adding more money to the tax universe by doing so because the county gets to now collect money on that property. So look at it with a different lens. I would say drive for dollars. Find out who owns the property, get in contact with them somehow, some way, and negotiate a price on the property. And there you go. Keep it very simple. And, you know, if you can get 1 or 2 of those a month, even just 1, you know, your average deal is about $10,000, most people say, in the country. And if you can get 1 of those a month or even half of 1 of those, that's $5,000 to $10,000 extra a month. Most Americans don't make $5,000 a month. So it's a great way to add extra revenue for you to start your real estate investing career.
What I'm gathering too is that you have to be strategic about it, right? And learning from what you're sharing, where I think a lot of folks just jump in and they're just throwing everything up against the wall and see what sticks, right? But you're being very strategic, looking at certain neighborhoods, certain streets, finding very specific properties to go after. And then once you have that set up, then you can systematize it and scale it.
Yeah. And sometimes being a small company is more advantageous than being a big company like mine, because you can make changes on a drop of a dime and just learning your market. I mean, literally just the neighborhoods you live in. And if you learn that very good, then you'd be able to take advantage of when you see and or notice something that is cheaper than it's supposed to be. But yeah, being strategic is important.
Mentorship has played a big role in a lot of folks' lives. What role has that played in yours, and who have been some of your mentors?
So I started this business by just going on YouTube University. And I know a lot of people say otherwise, like you should get a big mentor, you should get a mentor. I think because there's so much white noise in this real estate investing world, it's hard to understand who to trust. Mm-hmm. So what I would do is before you go spend any money on anybody, make sure you actually want to do this. Take the time, take a couple weeks and watch every single video you can about real estate investing and wholesaling. It really depends on what side you want to get in on. and make sure that you're in it for the long haul, and then find somebody you actually like, not just because they're successful, find somebody you like. And it could be somebody locally in your town that you can add value to what they're doing in order to exchange, to learn how they do what they do. But if you're going to go out and spend the money and get somebody virtually, vet them. And don't vet them just based upon the accolades that they can show you. Ask around. Ask people, you know, have they had training from them? Don't take their personal recommendations on people to call. Find out who's done it. Get in these Facebook groups. I have one. It's called Wholesaling Houses Elite. I think it's 60, 70,000 members in there. Ask them, hey, have you heard of this guy for mentorship? And once you feel comfortable, then pull the trigger. But, you know, mentorship is only half of the battle. You have to actually want this and be committed to it. And if you do that, because you're only going to get instructions from a mentor. And if you don't follow those instructions to the T, or if you deviate a little bit, your you know, results are going to vary based upon how hard you work. And nothing's going to work. I don't care if you pay $1 million for a mentor. If you're not willing to do what it takes to win, then no mentor in the world is going to help you.
Absolutely. You're going to have to get off the couch, from the chair, and actually go out and do it. A great place to network and find folks to learn from, as well as live events. There's a lot of meetups in your city and in the area that you live in. And live events are a phenomenal way to learn, to network, and grow also from a personal growth development. Mm-hmm. You have a conference coming up in March. Can you share a little bit more about that and what's going on there?
Yeah. Before I do that, you brought up a good point. There's also meetups, free meetups in your town. I hold one once a month here in my town. And it's just so we can come together and actually learn about, if you're actually interested, and learn some simple strategies. And it creates a network of opportunity for the people in the local town. I would visit some of those. But once you're committed, once you take those 3 weeks and you study and learn and listen to podcasts like your own and understand, hey, this is what I want to do, then you might want to take the time and invest in going to an actual live conference. And we have one coming in March, the end of March, in Dallas, Texas. It's called Wholesaling Elite Live. The website is wholesaleandeliteLive.com. You can buy your tickets there. But once you've committed, because I don't want somebody to come to there and they're on the fence about if they want to do this or not. Because this, what I'm putting on is the largest wholesaling event ever. It's going to be 1,500 people there. It's all like-minded individuals. It's in one of the largest hotels in Dallas. And it's just going to be a phenomenal event. We did one in October in Charlotte, North Carolina. It sold out so quickly. And we're doing this, but we decided to go to Texas, make this the largest, the biggest, the grandest wholesaling event. And you're just going to be there. It's either you started, so we're going to show you how to start, all the way to scale. And if you're more advanced than others, then we have an option where you come in for the mastermind session the day before. And it's a full 12 hours of just real estate crunching. But, you know, it's just a good event. And I like meeting people that, you know, watch the content on YouTube, Instagram. And I just like being in a room full of other investors and like-minded people. And every time I do a meetup, I do an event, I learn stuff myself. And not only do I share my tips, but I learn stuff from smaller guys than me, because we're just there to share.
It's so true. I've had the privilege of speaking at a couple of meetups in the past couple of months, and you learn so much just from the questions that people ask.
Exactly.
Right? So everybody benefits from it, and everybody can take something away in an event like that. And of course, being lifelong learners is one of the recipes for success, and one of the things that I've learned from wealthy and successful people. What are you currently studying, and what skill sets are you currently learning, and what are you excited about in 2019?
Man, I am learning every single day. One of the things I'm really excited about in 2019 is learning more creative ways to acquire real estate. I think I've not mastered the real estate game, but I've spent a good amount of time to be able to have a scalable business on the wholesaling side. Now I want to start acquiring more assets in a creative way. And one thing I really, really want to spend some money on this year is going to some multifamily conferences so that I can learn more about investing in multifamily properties and be able to grow from there. So multifamily is probably one of the biggest things I'm excited about. In 2019, I want to acquire my first apartment.
Fantastic, Max. A core message in our show is to leave our families, communities, and the world better than we found it by passing down a mindset, values, and principles to future generations, not just money. So if you cannot pass on any money to future generations and we're only allowed to pass on three principles to them to build wealth and achieve happiness and success, what would they be?
You know, for me, it's an age-old thing that people say. One is treat others the way you want to be treated. I would say that that's one. And also I would say that, you know, I think entitlement right now is probably one of the biggest drugs that nobody talks about, but never be entitled to anything. You got to work hard and earn everything that you want to keep. So no matter what position you grow up in or you don't grow up in, don't be entitled to anything that you don't earn yourself. And I think that's a big one itself. So work hard. So treat others like you want to be treated. Work hard to get what you have. And number three is, you know, enjoy life as well. I think a lot of people forget that part of it is reward yourself, enjoy life. And if you put those all three together, you treat people well, you enjoy your life and you work hard, I think everybody can have a prosperous life. You know, I can only imagine, I don't know how many billions of people there are on the world, but imagine if we all treat each other good. I mean, and work together. Can you imagine as humans what we can do? So that's some of my principles and stuff like that. And just, and have integrity with everything you do.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing. How can my listeners learn more about you? Where can they follow you and access some of the great content that you put out? And where can they find more information about the conference in March in Texas?
Absolutely. So if you can just search me on Google, Max Maxwell, things will pop up. Or if you're on any social media platform, The Real Maxwell. I'm very active on Instagram. So follow me on Instagram. It's The Real Maxwell. Search me on YouTube, Max Maxwell. And if you're interested in coming to the conference, go to wholesalingelitelive.com, wholesalingelitelive.com. Check it out. Hit me up. If you're on the fence about it, give us a call. One of my staff will talk to you about it. It's just going to be a fun event and I'm excited to see everybody there.
Max, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your journey and providing so much value for my listeners. This has been a blast. I've enjoyed having you on and enjoyed seeing you out there and your content. You're blowing it up, my friend.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate your support and I appreciate the things you're doing for the community as far as spreading the knowledge, because we all need to know how powerful real estate can be.
Gold is one of the few financial assets that is not someone else's liability and has been recognized as money and a store of value for over centuries and used by the wealthy as wealth insurance. In a world where all countries have only fiat currencies and have a combined debt of over $247 trillion, gold is the ultimate form of wealth insurance. You can buy your own physical gold and silver at cashflowninja.com/gold-silver. That's cashflowninja.com/gold-silver. Thank you again for joining me on the Cashflow Ninja. If you like what you hear and appreciate what we're trying to build here, please subscribe, rate, and write a review for our show on iTunes and share our show with family, friends, and your network. If you're not a subscriber to our newsletter, you can sign up for our newsletter at cashflowninja.com. I want to thank you for spending your most precious resource with me today, your time. Until next time, my friend, live a life of passion and purpose on your terms. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, such
situation and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.